Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Another Manic Monday. I see Betty Jo Tucker. Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. She's already in the chat room. You can join the chat room by joining BTR and giving yourself a self-promoting chat name. Then whenever you want to join the chat room, you just log into BTR and go to chat. And there you are, and I'll see you there. All right. We'll keep it moving then, huh? I don't know what to start with today. We got to start with something fun. Oh, I know. Let's start with me.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Into the Monday with a little six-tune boogie, my friend. Six-tune
boogie. Okay, come on. Let's do it.
There he goes, a rookie and his rhythm. Who's he with? He's with a little whack. What's he got? This rookie and his rhythm.
He's got what commissioned officers like.
Oh, here he is, a private who can jive it. Here he is, a private second class. The girls prefer a private who can jive it.
He'll surpass the girl making a pass.
Though he's new in the service with a gun, he's still nervous. And we need him,
yes,
to preserve us.
He improves the morale of a gal.
Yes.
Majors may be very necessary,
strictly in a military way.
But give to me a rookie and his rhythm.
Shoulder arms and let the orchestra play. Hep, 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 hep. 1, 2, 3, 4. Playing ball. Shoulder arms and let the orchestra play.
Thank you.
Rachel from the Pampers. She's a lady who has been through the mill, just a bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil. And her accent is atrocious. She's a senorita with beans to spill, a bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil. The only thing Brazilian about her is her bump. It makes your heart begin to jump. And though she talks about tiendas to a chump, she made her debut in a Coney Island dump. She is known as Belladonna, but her birth certificate says McGill. She's a bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil.
Headquarter every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day, she'll be talking about Maureen O'Harris and her singing. So you want to tune into that. The Wacko Network, I'm not quite sure, Wacko Network, when you're on. Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 a.m. Did you change your time? I'm not sure. Gale 4 is in the house. Hello, Gale 4. Always good to have you in the house. Seems like old time.
The panther, smelling the blood of a dead tiger, excitedly breaks away from the girls. They chase after their pet.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen Master. home at night. Turn off your electric light. Burn a candle, two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
Do that and be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
Hey, Curly Wimbersile, what are you doing?
Listen, Mo, I like the classics. I'm a very refined guy.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Oh, yeah? What's so refined about you?
I love the classics, like Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. I also love my friend, Nancy Lombardo. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Hey, that's a great idea. When is she on?
Right now. And don't be late-o, because she'll bust your blues on Blog Talk Radio. Yuck, 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 yuck.
That's my buddy, George Bettinger, from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. I love saying that. Hey, Kat Vecchione, World Talk Rock, 8 p.m. Wait a minute. Eastern Daylight Time? Is that right, Kat Vecchione? World Talk Rock, just Facebook friend her and follow her. The Wacko Network. Love the Wacko Network. And, of course, Gail's in the house. Gail's in the house. And I got a cough. And I got a cough. All righty. Let's have a little Joan Rivers while I...
Here's Joan Rivers!
Perfect. No, that was one, and I'm so glad it's a good audience because I've been trying on, I didn't know, it's the beginning of the week. Should I put on print? Should I put on pants? Should I put on long dress? Do you like the dress? I have tried on everything in the world. Yeah, thank you very much. That's simple. It's simple. You know what I mean? I changed more times than Victoria Principal's age. I mean, I just, oh, then again, I shouldn't make a joke about Victoria Principal, who is my best friend. Because, no, because women are allowed to lie about their age, especially when you get a little older. You know what? Because women, as you get older, people get very angry with you. You know, they don't like, the men don't go for you as much, you know what I mean? And yes, I said to my husband, Edgar, women are like wine. The older we get, the better we become. He locked me in the closet. And, because you reach a certain age, you know what? How old are you?
69.
So what are you really, about 72? Because you look great. No, you look good for 69. Honestly, really 69? You're just saying that.
No, I swear.
It's where are you from?
Odessa, Texas.
Texas. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because the Southern women see play court. That's my age. Southern women are so smart. They play cutesy, wootsy, wootsy till the day they die and the men go bananas. Okay, honey. No, it's true. I guess if I walk around and say, that's my age, they go, okay. I am so old. The band leader at my wedding was Nero. I mean, and I'm still trying to have sex. Do you have a good sex life still?
No.
You're so lucky. What's your name? What's your name?
Seal Valentine.
Seal Valentine, Seal, my sex life, may I tell you, Seal. And I put mirrors up over the bed, but I'm getting so old, I may have to be bifocals. My age now. I have a copy of the Ten Commandments. It's signed. A mixed drink to me is geritol and prune juice. It is recent. And then, you know what someone said? To keep looking young, exercise. But, how many of you exercise? Okay, I'm just curious to know. You like to do it? Oh, I hate to exercise. Oh, the only time my body moves when I'm holding a vibrator. I hate it. Jane Fonda. She'll whip you into shape. The only man that's going to whip me into shape is Indiana Jones. I'll tell you right. Not that he would like me. I have no sex appeal. Oh, please, Mrs. Valentine. Last night I said to my husband, Edgar, would you call me an attractive woman? He said, call your own. That's why. And she came over. She was nice looking. She's my best friend. No. But the thing is, that's why you're exercising, the body looks good and everything. Get the gifts now. Get the gifts while the body is firm. Oh, no, once the body starts going like that, my thighs, flabby flap, thank God my stomach covers them. But am I going, get gifts and get explicit gifts. You know what I'm saying? Don't be coy. Don't say, I would like what you give me. Tell him what you want. No. This is very important. A friend of mine, she wanted a diamond, so she was too, stupid to say, I want a diamond. But she said, well, give me something that I'll have forever. He gave her herpes. Because attitudes change. How long are you married?
50 years.
That's great. Is it working now, do you think? Wouldn't that be funny if you said, no, the hell with him, I'm getting a divorce. I'm married 18 years, and let me tell you, things have changed. When you first get married, they open the car door for you. 18 years now, once he opened the car door for me in the last 4 years, we were on the freeway at the time. It changes. In the old days, he used to take me out to dinner. Last night, I said, I'd like to go out to dinner. He kicked my dish on the porch. Do you know why it changes? It goes back again to sex appeal, and it goes back to bazoomos. I have no boobies. And you forget, you know. And then today I was all undressed, and I was in the dressing room. That's why we still would be undressed in the hall. I was undressed in the dressing room, and Peggy Lee walked in and saw my chest and said, is that all there is? She's going to be on the show tonight. Isn't that exciting? But we have a wonderful show for you tonight. We have a fabulous show. We have David Brenner, who is my good friend. We have Peggy Lee, who looks a lot better than me. And Jamie Farr. So please, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nice to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Guest host person
of our show here.
Thank you. And 50 years married. That kills
Isn't
me.
Isn't that something?
Wonderful. She'll have another 50 happy years and then have a big fight. You know what I mean?
I'd like all of mine laid end to end to make up to 50. That would be nice.
It could be almost.
It's possible. Yes.
And when you look back, which I always, you come out on the stage, you look back, you think, oh, I never thought I'd be standing here talking to you or anything like that. That's... My first job was 21 years ago. I was trying to get in the business.
Really?
Yeah, and I was a waitress. I never thought I'd be on... If I thought I was going to be on the stage, I thought I'd be on it like this. You know what I mean?
Were you a good waitress?
Well, it was a lousy place. It was International Lean-To of Pancakes. Like a little tiny place. And I was trying to do... Lily Tomlin and I both were waitresses. And we would do jokes. You know what I mean? Somebody would say things like, what comes with the apple pie? And we go, flies. And the people are like, oh, and they would leave. What was your first job? You remember?
Actually, my first job, I worked on in a service station in Arlington, Oregon, fixing truck tires for wheat trucks. And there are nights you get out on a stage in Vegas, and, the audience is kind of staring back at you, and you think, I could be in Arlington changing truck tires in 115-degree heat.
So I'd much rather be here.
Oh, by all means.
Oh, yeah. I never tried gas pumping. That's the only thing.
Well, it's quite an experience.
Yeah. Now tell me where we're going to be, and then we can do the show.
Your dress for it. That looks lovely.
Just my little diamonds and Winston playing around.
Are they really? Are those really?
No, I don't wear anything real. Are you kidding? Yeah, if the day Edgar gives me this, the day I get a trick pelvis. I mean, no.
Yes? No?
You won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-run around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-run around. When a friend says to me, Where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound, but you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Dumbo, what's the...
Why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
I may have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in a tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend said to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say hope.
Who dare?
Why try to get on one? But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry go round.
Comedy star George Carlin.
I almost got a sprocket in my pocket. That was a quick change. Hi there. Little eye shtick for the people at home. The sound might not be working on their set. I'll show you the one I used to do when I was a kid. I used to do this one on the subway, just keeping one eye closed. I was brought up here in New York, brought up and used to go on the subway to 116th Street and make sure one eye was closed and make sure that everybody could see it, because a lot of people don't like to look right at you when they think something's wrong, you know. They kind of go, oh, God, look at his eye. In the subway, they look over the newspaper at you, like, oh, look at that there. So I'd make sure everybody had seen it. I'd read, go see, meet Miss Subways, read everything, and finally, about 86th Street, I'd kind of go down and come up with the other one. Very few ever noticed it. I mentioned hair. Removed from my eyes to my hair. I'm aware some stare at my hair. In fact, to be fair, some really despair of my hair. But they're not aware, nor are they debonair. In fact, they're real square. They see hair down to there, say beware, and go off on a tear. I say no fair. A head that's bare is really nowhere. So be like a bear. Be fair with your hair. Show it you care. Wear it to there. Or to there. Or to there if you dare. My wife bought some hair at a fair to use as a spare. Did I care? Au contraire. Spare hair is fair. In fact, hair can be rare. Fred Astaire has no hair. Nor does a chair, nor a chocolate eclair. And where is the hair on a pear? Nowhere, mon frere. Now that I've shared this affair of the hair, I think I'll repair to my lair and use Nair. Do you care? I only mention hair because to some people it's important. Not important to me. I've only had my extra hair for about a year now. Actually, it's the same hair I always had. It just used to be on the inside, you know. Wearing it on the outside, that's the only thing different. But else is new? The big fight is coming up. Ali and Frazier, Muhammad Ali. I call him Muhammad Ali because that's what he wants. Oh, yeah, he's a big dude and he hits hard, you know. I'll call him what he wants. But it's good that he's being allowed to work again. As you know, he couldn't work for 3 years. Of course, he had a strange job beating people up. But that was his, you know, his right. He could have that job. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people. He thought it over, and he said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up, but I don't want to kill him. And the government told him, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up. And it was all because he didn't want to go to Vietnam, and now we're getting out of Vietnam through Laos and Cambodia. But it's got to be the long way. You've got to go through China and Russia to get out that way. What are we going to tell them? We'll only be here a short time. We're just looking for a trail. Well, maybe they'll go for it. I don't know. Of course, we're only there in Southeast Asia for one reason, to free the people so they can have industry. Isn't that what we do everywhere, I think? We kind of free people and then lay a little industry on them so they can have all the benefits of industry that we have. Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea. But comedically, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to close with a little weather forecast from my good buddy Al Sleep, the Hippy Dippy Weatherman.
Yay! Baby, what's happening? Que pasa? Que what you call your pasa? Al Sleep here, you Hippy Dippy Weatherman, brought to you by Parsons Pest Control. Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches? Parsons will kill the termites and water bugs and help you get rid of the roaches. Present temperature is 41 degrees at the airport, which is stupid because I don't know anyone who lives at the airport. Downtown, it's much hotter. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued mostly dark tonight. Turning to partly light in the morning. Good night, man. Good night.
Secret Papers of George Carlin.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
He's writing a book, The Secret Papers of George Carlin.
Oh, there you go. A little comedy. Hi, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Movie Attic Headquarters will be featuring the songs of Maureen O'Hara for St. Patrick's Day. Ah, short and begorin. All right. Wow, the show just moves fast. Wacko Network. Check them out. Follow them on Facebook, and they'll tell you whenever their shows are going to be on. Chuck's World of Mayhem, he wasn't here today, but Chuck Skull, check him out too. Sorry. I'm having quite the day today. Allergies, I guess. But don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. So support the arts by supporting the arts. Buy my stuff. Okay, George Benjamin, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. All right, that's it. I'll tell you what, why don't we just go on out on a little of me scatting my way through life. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that Panera food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day. All right, everyone have a wonderful week. And support the arts by buying my stuff on CD Baby. Thank you very much. Well, this is Nancy Lombardo, your host on Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all, folks.